At the top of our program, if you commit a crime, get caught, do your time, pay your debt to society, rehabilitate your life, and give back to the community, how long should you have to live with that criminal record? For many ex-offenders, the answer is for the rest of their lives, and that record creates all sorts of roadblocks, from gainful employment to obtaining child custody to the ability to receive a student loan. But there is a process by which certain ex-offenders can clean up their criminal records. It's called expungement. With us by phone to tell us more about how it works is the Honorable Deborah Thomas. She's a longtime circuit court judge in Wayne County, and she'll be moderating a public forum on expungement tomorrow at noon at the Capital Area District Library in downtown Lansing. Welcome to Current State, Judge Thomas.
Thank you.
Let's just put a good working definition out there for our listeners. What exactly is expungement?
It's an opportunity to have your conviction sealed or set aside where it is not readily available to the mass public. The conviction is going to always be available to law enforcement, the courts, the military. But if you're seeking employment, if you're looking for an apartment, if you're filling out a job application and ask the question, have you been convicted of a felony, it allows you to check the no box.
And who qualifies for expungement under Michigan law, and who doesn't?
Well, the in a broad-based definition, you can have one felony and two minor offenses. You have to wait 5 years from the date of sentencing if you receive probation, and 5 days from release from prison if you were in, 5 years if you were released from prison if you were incarcerated. There are certain offenses that are never going to be set aside. Those would include life offenses or attempted life offenses, criminal sexual conduct 1, 2, and 3, and then also traffic offenses. At this time, there is a bill pending in Lansing that addresses the traffic offenses, but at this time, traffic offenses are not expungible either.
And how does the process work? How does an ex-offender get their record cleared?
Well, for a beginning, you have to give back to society. You have to provide some type of volunteer service. You have to, if you will, make amends. There is an application process. It's a one-page application, and you fill in the application. You have to serve a copy of it on the state attorney general's office, the local prosecutor, the court, and the records of your convictions are then sent to the court for review. The state attorney general's office generally will give a written statement as to what position they take on the matter. And you also have to send a copy of your application to the state police. They will do a background check so that the court can see exactly what is on your record. Then you go to court.
Okay. And now, you described crimes that cannot be expunged. Are there other barriers?
Well, if you have a conviction in another state, you have to resolve that matter first. You have to take care of that matter before you can file an application in Michigan. Sometimes the driving license is suspended, no operator's license on person. Those types of offenses can interfere with a person being able to receive an expungement.
And how often do people seek expungements? Is it common? Is it rare? What?
I would say it's uncommon. I've been on the bench now for 20 years, and I usually would see maybe 5 or 6 a year. We've been doing these forums across Michigan for the last 6 or 7 years. I'm seeing more. I'm seeing maybe 3 or 4 applications a month. So now that people are increasingly aware that this is an option, more people are taking advantage of it. But it's still a rarity.
Does it cost money, and do you need a lawyer?
There is a filing fee, about $50, that you have to file with the court. When you get your fingerprints from the state police, you may have to pay monies there, maybe $20 for that. We recommend people get a certified copy of their conviction. There are a lot of people who don't really know what it is that they were convicted of. And so there may be a $5, $10 cost with that. We estimate that total, if you do it yourself, you may end up spending maybe about $150, but not all at once. You can do a lot of the work yourself, getting a copy, a certified copy of your record, getting your fingerprints. And then you can take that material, that information, to an attorney, and that would reduce the cost that you would have to incur with an attorney because you've done a lot of legwork yourself.
Judge Deborah Thomas is our guest here on Current State. We're talking about the expungement process here in Michigan. Is it common, Judge Thomas, that people don't know what they're convicted of?
We have found it to be quite common. As we've done these forms, I have attorneys that volunteer who travel with me across the state. And after we give the information, individuals will come to us, they will show us paperwork, and we find that there are a lot of programs in the court system that a person, most times a first offender, may be placed on. And under those programs, if they complete their program, their conviction or their case may be dismissed. The conviction may be sealed. We have what we call diversion programs, where individuals may be under the supervision of the court for a year. They may have to pay a fine, perform community service. If they complete the program, the case is dismissed. We have the Homes Youthful Trainee Act, which is for young people at this time, 20 and under, where they may be placed on probation, and depending on the offense, they can still go to prison. But if they successfully complete their sentence, the conviction is sealed. There are a number of statutory remedies, what we call 7411, where you may have possession of a controlled substance. You'll see that type of case sometimes where people have marijuana. And if they successfully complete their sentence, then the case may be sealed. We take pleas under advisement. There are a number of programs. And sometimes people, when they come to court, they're frightened. When they are told, if you do this, you don't have to go to jail, you don't have to go to prison, they jump at the opportunity, and they really don't know anything other than, I didn't have to go to jail, I didn't have to go to prison. And we find people don't know that sometimes they've been checking the yes box, they've been convicted of a crime, when they have not.
Oh, my. As a judge who hears expungement cases, what do you look for?
I look to see if a person has actually taken the time to put others first. Have they made an effort to actually give of themselves to someone or some group that is trying to improve the quality of life in their community? Have they coached a little league team? Did they work at a soup kitchen volunteering? Did they help at a clothes closet? If they participate in the neighborhood cleanup program. And I recommend that folks bring a letter from the organizations that they've worked with to show that they've acknowledged that there are some folks out here that are not doing quite as well and that they can give back and they can enhance society, not cause damage by their behavior.
Wayne County Circuit Court Judge Deborah Thomas is our guest. The topic is expungement here on WKAR's Current State. Judge Thomas, are there aspects of current Michigan law that block you from expunging someone's record, even though you think they've earned it?
I've had a couple of cases. Sometimes I had one case in particular, a gentleman as a teenager, as a young adult, had received a conviction for a five-year offense. He was placed on probation. And then he came back 10 years later. He wanted to have the conviction set aside. And in the meantime, he had received a citation, actually, at that time, for not cutting his grass. And as a misdemeanor, I could not set aside the conviction for the five-year offense. because he had failed to cut his grass. Now, if it had been a city ordinance violation, maybe it wouldn't be a problem, but at that time, it because it was a misdemeanor, he had two convictions. The law now says you can have one felony and two minor offenses. So it's kind of unclear in the law as to what a minor offense may be. So that needs to be clarified.
Are there efforts underway to clarify that in the legislature?
That you have to amend the statute. There is a bill pending right now. I think it's, I meant to look it up for you. I think it's 4168 that's pending in the House that removes the barrier where people may have a traffic offense that is interfering because they have a driving while license suspended. That may stop them from being able to expunge another offense so that they can get a job. That is in the new law. The clarification in terms of misdemeanors being minor offenses, that would be in the bill that's pending.
What would you say to crime victims and victim advocates out there who are concerned about public safety and that a criminal, an ex-offender, might be getting off light with an expungement?
Well, first of all, you cannot even apply for an expungement until 5 years a period. If you were sentenced, you have to probation. You will have completed probation 9 times out of 10, which means you have paid your fine. You've been supervised. If there's programs you needed to participate in, you've done so, and you have to demonstrate that you have a changed attitude, that you are more protective of society. If you were incarcerated, again, you will have served your sentence before you can even begin the 5-year waiting period. So, and then people have to have a chance to reintegrate into society. There are some offenses that you don't want people working in certain fields, certainly, but we have a number of people, for example, who may have had convictions for substance abuse. They've received treatment. They have gone back perhaps to get job training. They're no longer abusing those substances. These people need jobs. They need to be able to pay their own bills, support their families, and pay taxes.
You'll be facilitating a forum on this, on expungement, tomorrow at the Capital Area District Library, downtown Lansing. Why is this issue important?
There are so many people who want a job, who would like to be able to be self-sufficient, to not be a weight on society, on their families. Having a job improves self-esteem, which will reduce recidivism. It's a good example for children to see the adults in their lives get up every day, get dressed, go out to a job, earn money, so that they will replicate that behavior as the children are seeing this is what's positive for society. It's making our community whole again. We don't have very many life offenses in Michigan, and when we do, people are incarcerated for life. Mm-hmm. If you've done your time, if you've rehabilitated yourself, we need to have a society in which people can contribute and be self-supporting.
Deborah Thomas is a longtime circuit court judge in Wayne County. She will be moderating a public forum on expungement tomorrow at noon at the Capital Area District Library in downtown Lansing. Judge Thomas, thanks for joining us today. Good luck.
It's open to the public and it's free.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.